Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesian.
Hambatan bahasa, perbedaan budaya, pemisahan dari keluarga dan teman hanyalah beberapa alasan mengapa banyak pengungsi dan pencari suaka mengalami kesepian di negara ini. Di Sydney dan Melbourne, organisasi pengungsi menawarkan berbagai program dan inisiatif untuk membantu pendatang baru mendapatkan kembali rasa kebersamaan dan kepemilikan di negara baru mereka ini. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Wolfgang Müller. Pada tahun 2018, sebuah program sukarelawan yang inovatif untuk mendorong para pengungsi dan pendatang baru untuk mengembangkan rasa memiliki bersama dirancang oleh City of Sydney and Settlement Services International. Penyelenggara program keterlibatan masyarakat SSI, Paula Ben David, mengatakan program ini disebut Welcome to Sydney dan sekarang telah diperluas dan memasukkan daerah Parramatta, Blue Mountains, Manly dan Bondi.
We're here today in Parramatta Park for a picnic. We have new arrivals from Syria, Iran, Iraq, Republic of Congo. Today we have about 60. So the project is for new arrivals from refugee backgrounds. So that's refugees and asylum seekers, yes.
Paula mengatakan program ini mendorong pengalaman antar budaya di mana penduduk Sydney yang baru datang dan yang sudah mapan dapat saling belajar tentang satu sama lain.
What we found was people were being settled out in Western Sydney or in their different areas, but they weren't actually leaving their places of settlement. They were kind of isolated, I guess. Sometimes they're isolated from community, family, and they're alone.
Bertahun-tahun, Paula mengalami kesepian di negara asing ini.
The key point for me was making a local friend. And that took about 2 years. Didn't actually feel like I belonged until I met somebody like that was a local. And that changed everything.
Ia mengatakan para relawan di program Welcome to Sydney sangat luar biasa.
They will meet participants at their local train station and show them how to tap on, how to tap off, how to, with their Opal cards, how to top up the Opal cards, how to read the board and to see what line they're going on. And just to take them on the train for that first time, maybe the second time, depending on how many visits they have.
Seorang pendatang lainnya dari Republik Kongo, Jonathan, adalah salah satu tamu pada sebuah piknik. Ia tiba di Australia 10 hari yang lalu. Harta miliknya yang paling berharga adalah gitar yang didapatnya sebagai sebuah sumbangan.
I found that Australia is a good country. My dream is to forward on with my career in music. I can play all music except jazz.
Sementara itu, Habib datang dari Suriah setahun yang lalu. Ia mengatakan, pada mulanya ia menemukan sangat sulit untuk berhubungan dengan orang lain sehingga menghambat kapasitasnya untuk berpartisipasi dalam kehidupan Australia yang lebih luas.
It was very difficult. It's a new country, new culture, new language, new people. Everything was new. So, yeah, it was a little bit difficult. An activity like that links people to each other, which is great. I always say by the time you will be settling financially, but the most important thing is to get the emotional support.
Sekarang, Habib adalah salah satu relawan dalam program Welcome to Sydney.
I like it so much, so I decided to be a volunteer. So during this program, I met a lot of people. I made really good friends. We're still catching up together and still going and hang out. So that's why I decided to be a volunteer.
Ia bekerja sebagai seorang insinyur, dan kini ia membantu para insinyur pengungsi untuk mendapatkan pengakuan gelar mereka di Australia. Nasim adalah pengungsi dari Irak yang baru datang pada permulaan tahun ini. Ia sangat ingin belajar bahasa Inggris, namun mendapat kesulitan dengan beberapa ekspresi khas Australia.
Australian slang is very difficult to me, not like the English accent. I learn here new words and I put with me every time dictionary and slang language to I know the meaning of the words here.
Nasim mengatakan berhubungan dengan tradisi Australia adalah hal yang penting.
If you want to live with Australian, you should be learn how they speak, how they use the word, how they see together and eat together and everything to feel you are apart from the big community here.
Program-program yang menghubungkan pengungsi satu sama lain dan membangun rasa komunitas yang penting juga tersedia di Melbourne. Laurie Noel, manajer urusan publik di IMS Australia, mengatakan organisasinya menjalankan kamp pemuda untuk para pengungsi muda, ibu dan kelompok bayi, di mana ibu baru datang dapat terhubung dengan wanita lain dalam situasi yang sama dan berbagai acara olahraga lainnya.
So we have relationships with the Western Bulldogs, Richmond football clubs, and also with Melbourne Victory and cricket clubs, netball clubs, volleyball clubs, so that refugees can connect in sport and also connect to their local communities.
Laurie Noel mengatakan inisiatif olahraga AMES sangat populer di antara pengungsi dari banyak negara.
They're very keen to make connections between one another and also to the broader community. That all feeds into successful settlement and people achieving their employment, economic and social goals and, you know, settling well into a new society.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.